Baggy bowling shirt tucked hurriedly into his bootcut blue jeans, he crouched in the lee of a plexiglass bus shelter, trying to light a cigarette. Succeeding, he straightened up and strode off, quickly accelerating into his usual high-speed lope. His brow relaxed and a smile grew back on his face. Motion was sanctuary for him. He would keep the same pace for hours at a time, back and forth on the stretch of Hollywood Boulevard between Western and Vine. Don't walk signals annoyed him, though he invariably disregarded them and found reckless gaps in the honking, grinding traffic. No intersection was forbidden to him. Incredibly, he'd only gotten one ticket in 10 years and never suffered more than a brush from a passing bumper. He often ran over car hoods without breaking stride and used buses nudging their way back into the mainstream as shields. He was thinking about buying himself one of those long, flat, black wallets with a chain on it when a brand new Harley owner on the way to the health club ran the light on Gower and pitched him through the glass at Denny's. In less time than it took the police to arrive, he bled to death on the salad bar. The one woman in the ladies' room at the time, an unemployed actress, came out to see what the hell all the noise was about. She saw that in all the commotion, she could easily walk out on her check. This was not unusual for her. Tragedy was often her ally.